Welcome to Trigger Talk Radio with your host, Dick Kupke. From handguns to rifles and hunting to self-defense, even a bit of politics. It's time to exercise your First and Second Amendment rights. Call and join the conversation, 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Dick Kupke.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Trigger Talk live. Yes, live, not only live, but live in studio. This is the first time in a year and a half I've actually been in the Wham studio to broadcast the show. I've come by a couple times to say hi to Theron and Derek and stuff, but I got to say, I am totally excited. Matter of fact, I couldn't sleep last night. And my wife said, was it because we had the windows open? I said, no, I think it's because I was anxious about going into the studio this morning. So it felt like the first time, okay, coming in. Hi, Derek, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Dick.
Yep, it's fun to see you through the double glass here and be in the studio again. And everything is just like I remember it, probably because I don't think anybody's moved anything, right? It's it's pretty much the same, right?
Yeah, yep. It is the same, pretty much.
Yep, yep. So it is good to be here. And I think some of the other hosts have been coming in, too. And that's kind of fun because, you know, we need to get back to normal here. Although I want to say if they really keep up with it, we're going to end up with five or six different, you know, Derek will wear three masks, I'll have three masks, we'll have masks around the doors, all sorts of stuff, but no, we're going to be just fine here. So let's see, it is July 31st, I can't believe it's the end of July already. Now that, I won't have any new CPL numbers until tomorrow, probably Monday because of the first being on Sunday, but still, I can't believe that the summer's mostly gone, and it's actually August is still, you know, what was it? Neil Diamond had a album called Hot August Nights, so I guess we still have Hot August Nights to still look forward to, but I feel like I lost half the summer because I've been spending a lot of time down in Indiana taking care of my father, who is home and doing better. So I want to say thanks for everybody's kind thoughts and prayers. I appreciate it. Let's see. We have got July 31st through August 1st is today and tomorrow at the original Grand Rapids Gun and Knife Show. So that's the only one in Michigan today that I can find, unless there's some little local ones that are not listed on the web. Let's see. Ohio canceled the Miami County Gun and Knife Show, so I don't know why they did that, but that was the only one there. So Missouri's got a handful of them here. We got the Xander 3-Day Gun Show, the Blue Springs Elks Gun Show in Blue Springs, Missouri, the Smithton Lodge Gun Show at the Highland Community Center, the St. Charles Convention Center has the Midwest Arms Gun Show, and the West Plains Gun and Knife Show in West Plains Civic Center in West Plains, Missouri, for you guys out there. So, and New York has none. So, I'm sorry, Mike in Long Island. Okay. So, let's see. We're still hanging at 755,802 for CPLs, but I expect that number to go up probably 4,000 or 5,000. Tomorrow. So we'll have new numbers for next week. And I still will be here next week, too. So I just cannot wait to be getting back into the groove. It changes my whole Saturday mornings when I'm coming to the station. Because before I would get up and I would, I'd always had this routine I would do. I do show prep on Friday nights and Saturday morning. And then I would shower and come into the station, talk to Derek. We'd have a lot of fun. And every once in a while, there'd be other guys here from the other shows. And sometimes there'd be food left over. Derek, I didn't see any food left over in there. Haven't had any food brought in lately?
Actually, Stephanie did bring in some fruit the other day. I think there's still some left on the table in there.
Ah, okay. I'll take a look. Very good. I'm talking donuts. That's real radio station food, though, right? So, and sometimes we would even have parties. And so I am just looking forward. It's like the world is opening up again. I want to start out with what's on your hip today, okay? I'm wearing something unusual today. I am wearing in honor of, I did want to talk about some snub noses and stuff later, probably. It depends on where you guys take it with the phone call that I get from people. But what's on your hip today, okay? So I'll lead this off. I am wearing a Charter Arms Bulldog in 44 Special, carrying Spear Gold Dot hollow points and self-defense rounds, and I have it in a Crossbreed Super Tuck Deluxe inside the waistband holster. It actually, the holster was made for a J-frame, but the J-frames and the SP-101s and the these other snub nose that are available out there often fit in the same one. So it's a little bit different, but it fits fine. So it's in the waist, inside the waistband in a Crossbreed. I love the Crossbreeds because they protect the skin and stuff on your when you have it on the inside the waistband. I also have a H&S speed loader in my left-hand pocket with five more rounds. So that's what I'm wearing today. I'd like to hear what you're wearing today. If you've got, are you wearing a revolver? I'd like to hear from those old-fashioned, it's not really old-fashioned. They are just, they go bang every time you pull the trigger. They are just an outstanding firearm. And so, yeah, I know, we all like our Springfield XDSs and our SIG P365s and our Glock 43s and our blah, 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 blah. But, man, sometimes it's fun to just wear a revolver. So I'd like to hear from you today if you're wearing one. Or even if you're not wearing one and you'd like to, let's talk about that. Let's see. I got a number of emails this week, and I want to talk about this one. And this was from listener Ian, I think. And it says, I have a question about renewing my CPL. I have to renew in the next few months. This will be my first renewal since taking the initial class. What can I expect? Is there a test, questions to answer? Please get back with me. And he gave me the email and possibly talk about it on an upcoming show. And I actually sent him an email this morning and said, I'm going to talk about it this morning. So let's see. This is the first time I've emailed you since the first time the FM signal's been out for close to 3 weeks. Well, we know that. And the AM signal is terrible. Well, Ian, remember, you can listen to us on whamradio.com. You hit the listen live button and then you can stream it. So it's good way to listen to the show. Okay. And actually I got one last week from listener TJ, who was up near Cadillac, and he had some questions about an M1 carbine and things like that from his, I think it was from his grandfather. And so he was listening on whamradio.com. So if indeed you're out in the west side of Ann Arbor and the transmitter's still down, is it still down, Derek?
FM signal, it's back up and running.
Oh, it is. Okay, great. I have not been out there to try it lately, so it's back up and running. That's good. I know Theron called in last week and said that it was almost ready, so that's good. So anyway, let's see. I'm gonna tell you there's a couple of things in here that I pulled up about online renewal now available for concealed pistol licenses. Now, when they did this, they did it pre-pandemic, okay, which is good because, I mean, it works great and everything was fine and people could continue doing that during the pandemic, okay? But you can still go to the clerk's office, the county clerk's office, and renew your license if you wish, okay? But actually what they'll do is you can now renew online at michigan.gov/CPL renewal. Okay, now that's been like that for 3 years now. So this was a letter from November 30th, 2018, when they first announced it. Online renewal requires a personal identification number. So what happens is about 6 months, 3 to 6 months before your renewal time happens, you can get you'll get an email from the county, and it'll say it's time to renew your CPL, and it'll have a PIN number in there that's unique to you. And so that's good because it's got it's not your CPL number, but it's a PIN number that when you go to the website that they tell you and you put in that PIN number, then it identifies that you are the one that are renewing your CPL. So you can still do it at in person if you want at your county clerk's office, or there's actually a way to do it by mail too. If you, you know, if you don't do the internet, you know, the interwebs, as Theron will say, or whatever. But the point is that most people do that use the internet now. So you can do it online. Now, you will get a letter, okay, and an application to renew may be submitted not more than 6 months before and not more than 1 year after the expiration date. So in reality, if you, let's say you forgot or you didn't get your letter or something and you're going, oh no, I, you know, my CPL, my birthday was last week and it just expired, okay? Well, you have a year to still be able to renew it without having to take another class, okay? CPL is valid until the applicant's date of birth that falls not less than 4 years or more than 5 years after the issuance of the license, okay? So it's you know, subsequent licenses are always good for 5 years. CPL holders will be notified that their license is approaching expiration by their county clerk between 3 to 6 months prior, and a CPL may be renewed at the appropriate county clerk's office with a payment of $115, okay? Now, by the way, I mentioned last week, Indiana, they did a wonderful thing. They came out and said, you know what, we're going to make them free from now on. There's no reason you should have to pay for your constitutional right to keep and bear arms, okay? So they made it free, and they got 25,000 applications in the first week. Okay, and I think the $115, you know, they ought to do away with that as well, because it is a constitutional right, okay? Now, upon payment of renewal fees, the applicant will be issued a receipt. If the individual applies for a renewal license prior to the expiration of his or her license, the expiration date of the current license is extended until the new license or notice of statutory disqualification is issued. Okay, that's a way to say that you're covered, you know, until you get the new license. And actually, what's kind of worked nice is with the CPL renewals lately, you know, remember, the first time you still have to do the fingerprints, okay? And the first time you still have to go in person. But after that, the subsequent renewals can be through online or on mail. And actually, what's nice is they just pick up your latest driver's license photo. So it's nice to know that the agencies are talking together. I think that that ought to have and maybe, I don't think it does. I got a new license since I got my CPL renewed, and I don't think it has any designation on it. I should look at that during the break. Because otherwise, if I look at it while I'm talking, that doesn't lead to good radio. I'm sitting here reading, you know, my license and going, oh, yeah, okay. It's just, you're going, I can't see what he's talking about. Let's see. An applicant applying for renewal is not required to have fingerprints taken again if the fingerprints were submitted and maintained by the Michigan State Police since January 1st of 2006. So, and you certainly, if you have your CPL now, you've had it since 2006. You've been through three renewals, so they have your fingerprints on file. Let's see. And what you have to do, the applicant shall sign, and this is from listener Ian, his question about what to expect. The applicant shall sign the statement on the application certifying that he or she has completed at least 3 hours of review of the required training, and has had at least 1 hour on the firing range time in 6 months immediately preceding the renewal application. Now, it's an honor system, and I want to say, if you have been, all you got to do, go to michigan.gov/CPL renewal, read about the the training requirements, then go online to first person home defense on YouTube or something and watch some video training. Maybe you're reading a book, something by Masada Yub or something. All of those things can count as part of your training time, okay? And if you want, but it's not required, but there are people that give renewal classes, okay? I've done that before. To some people who were all renewing, and they thought, well, you know, it's been a while. Maybe we ought to listen and see if there's any changes in the laws and things like that. And actually, with changes in ammunition and things like that, you may decide to do a renewal class to learn what's the latest and greatest, okay? So anyway, an individual licensed to carry a concealed pistol may carry a concealed pistol under the authority of his or her CPL until the CPL expires or the individual's authority to carry is otherwise suspended, revoked, whichever comes first. Well, I think that the, you know, they actually, the expiring part of it is why the numbers came down. And there's a phone number to call here. And I'm actually the guy, I don't know if he's the same one. Kurt Kehoe is the Concealed Pistol License Unit Manager for the Michigan State Police. And his number is 517-284-3055. And so if you want it, if you call, maybe it'll forward to somebody else's number if he's changed his if they've changed the person who's in charge of that. I do want to make, here's an interesting thing that happened during the last year, and that is on March 3rd, 2020, the United States Department of Justice Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, as the ATF, determined that the Michigan concealed pistol license no longer qualifies as a national instant criminal background check alternative permit for processing and transportation of firearms. Why is that, you may ask? Okay, and we've talked about this before. It used to be, and many of you know this, for years you could go to a gun store, you could go to Cabela's, you could go to Johnson's Sporting Goods, you could go to any of the other Ann Arbor Arms around, and if you had a CPL, that counted as a NICS check. Now, some of them went ahead and ran a NICS check just because they wanted to cover their butts, okay? But if you had a CPL number, technically, they didn't need to call it in because Michigan had given you permission to carry a firearm, and that meant that you were a good guy, okay? Well, what happened is Michigan legalized pot, okay? So what happens? Since Michigan has legalized pot and the federal government doesn't, the Department of Justice now doesn't consider a Michigan CPL as being the definition of a good guy, okay? Because technically, you could have a Michigan CPL. I suppose from the standpoint of the state, then the pot issue would not be an issue because it's legal in the state, but the government, the U.S. government, doesn't see it that way. So that's a thing to consider, okay? So let's see, what else have we got? Oh, I got another call today, or another email from listener William, and this was about flashlights, which is another one of my nerdy favorite things. I am a flashlight geek from way back, and he goes, well, ever since the patents ran out for Anthony Maglica and his Maglite classic flashlights, they've been copied and designs are ripped off. I recall hearing you talk about Olight and Phoenix brand flashlights. And he also talks about batteries, okay? And so I wanted to mention, I carry a flashlight everywhere I go. I carry a Phoenix PD-25, okay? Used to be a Phoenix 22. Ultimate Experience, or Phoenix PD-22 or PD-22 UE. And the thing is that I lost that that one. I don't know where I lost it. Somebody else is probably hanging around with it now. But I think it fell out of my pocket when I was getting in my truck, okay? And so I had to buy the next one up, which I love, and it is a PD-25, and it is a 550 lumen flashlight, and it uses a single CR123 battery. Now, you can use, it actually came with two batteries, too, and it came with rechargeable batteries. And so I want to say, William is asking about, he thinks that AA batteries, non-rechargeable, are better, not having to depend on rechargeable types and things like that. I have both, okay? Because I consider the lithium batteries, the rechargeable lithium ion batteries, to be real reliable, but they do not hold their charge for as long as a regular battery will. And so I have a couple of these things. I still have an old PD-22. I keep the regular CR-123 batteries in that, and I keep it in my DOP kit and things, and also the ones in my truck. I have some Streamlights, and they have the regular batteries in them that have a 10-year storage life, because you cannot expect a rechargeable battery to hold its charge for 10 years, okay? So I do keep... and also my weapons lights at night, many of them are coming with rechargeable batteries now and stuff, but I prefer to have the good old-fashioned regular lights, you know, batteries in there so that I know they're going to work when I need them. I also have one that I mentioned that's called an Olight, is the brand, 13T EOS 180, and it's 180 lumen single AAA battery. Flashlight, and it is tiny, and I got one for myself and one for my son, and it is great, and it's just enough light. It's not overpowering. Sometimes that 550 lumens on the other one, the Phoenix, is too bright. You have to turn it down because it brightens, you know, and like blinds you, especially if you're at night. So I want to say flashlights are very much a personal thing, okay? I like single battery flashlights because they're smaller and they fit in your pocket and they don't show. But other people like the ones that have like two CR-123s, or they use the AA batteries. Those tend to be longer. And so that's like carrying a, you know, the old, what was it Mae West said? Is that a flashlight in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me, okay? It is like carrying a stick in your pocket, a big one, okay? And so that's why I prefer the small flashlights. They all have a strobe function. They all have multiple settings. Even the Olight, the 180, it's got 180 and like a 10 lumen setting for if you're in the car and you're trying to find something at night and you don't want to blind yourself. So at any rate, I think that is kind of a refresher on the small flashlights. I like Olight brand. I like Phoenix brand. You can find them on Amazon or other websites. They have a thing called the Phoenix Store Phoenix is spelled F-E-N-I-X. Okay, F-E-N-I-X. And I just really like these things. So I like talking about things that I find to be high quality and very useful for people. I have no other reason to promote them other than I like good products, okay? Let's see, one other thing here. This is interesting. Vista Outdoors. That's one of the companies that bought up a number of manufacturing operations for ammunition. They got different brands and stuff like that. They are beginning to offer an ammo subscription service. So let's say that you, we've got a phone call I see here. I'm sorry. I've got to get used to seeing the, and Derek, you may still need to give me the mahalo thing there. I don't know who we got. We got Theron on the phone. How about that? Nope. Yes. No. Who we got? Yes. Go ahead and take it.
Hey, Dick.
Hey.
How you doing?
Fine, Theron. How are you?
Good. I can barely hear you. I'm just making sure I got you. Hey, real quick on flashlights. I carry the Fenix, too. You turn me on to that light. It's outstanding. Talk about blinding people. Yeah, it'll do that.
Yep.
But I also carry the old-school Maglite. I call it my Malice Green Memorial flashlight. I keep it in my car just in case you never know when you're going to need to, like, I don't know, put it upside somebody's head.
I absolutely have one of those in my car, too. Mine's a 5-cell D battery.
There you go.
Yep, there you go. It's like a baton, right?
So I don't even care if the batteries are dead. I'm going to use a real flashlight when I need one, which is the Fenix.
Very good. Thanks.
Yeah, anyway, just want to say, make sure people know that. Those are no longer Maglites. Those are Malice Green Memorial flashlights.
I know that, and anybody who doesn't remember Malice Green, that was a big story in Detroit years ago.
That's right. A lot of people listening and possibly on the web won't have a clue what we're talking about, so they're going to do the homework.
Yeah.
All right, man. Keep up the good work.
Okay.
You deserve a raise.
Thanks, Theron. Yep. See you later. Okay, so music's going. We got a bottom of the hour break coming up here, and look up Malice Green, M-A-L-I-C-E Green, and it was a Detroit policing incident that took place many, many years ago. And but those big old-fashioned mag lights are very handy and still work well as flashlights too. This is Dick Kupke at Trigger Talk Radio here at Wham Talk 1692.7 FM. We'll be back in a few.
Wham Talk 1600. Welcome back to Trigger Talk Radio with your host, Dick Kupke. Call now, 734-822-1600 to join in the conversation.
And we are back. And Derek, I want to ask, what's on online for the show tomorrow?
Tomorrow I'm going to celebrate the 100th birthday of legendary Hockey Hall of Famer Rocket Richard. Played for the Montreal Canadiens way back in the 1940s through the late 1950s. So it's, and unfortunately, he passed away 21 years ago. So he would have been 100. And I believe his birthday, if I remember correctly, will be on August 4th. And I'm just going to profile his legendary career.
Cool. Very neat. Okay. Let's see. I just looked up on my driver's license. I was looking to see if they had. There's a discussion about, you know, why doesn't the CPL just show up on the driver's license too, instead of having to carry a separate CPL? But it doesn't show anything. It's got the little gold circle with a star in it, which I think is the real ID or the enhanced ID. One of the things that you have to use for traveling these days, but I'm not sure why they don't put the CPL on it. Although the CPL, the new one, has a kind of like a embossed a hologram on it or something like that too, which is kind of cool. So at any rate, let's see. We have got Tom from Northfield Township online. Hi, Tom. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm just fine, Dick. I called. Oh, of course, first I have to say that on my hip, I've got my 38 Special 357 Mag Smith & Wesson J-Frame Model 649.
Excellent choice. Why? You're not wearing your P365. You're going old school today, too, huh?
Well, I had the P365 on, but since you were talking revolvers, I went and switched. And this gun has got, I have it loaded with 357 Mag Winchester Silver Tips.
Okay. Well, you know what? We still have to do, I don't know, have you ever done an ammunition test on those?
I did a quick personal one on those. I haven't done a comprehensive test on 357.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna have to do that.
I did a test on those.
By the way,
they worked.
Do you know that Theron called me last week after we were talking, and he offered up his 5.7 by 28 millimeter. Now, what he wants to do is come out and shoot it, and it's the PS90, which I think, because it's such a light round, ought to be okay in your box. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. That would be fine. Yeah. I'll also tell Theron that I also have a Malice Green 5.
All right. I wonder, I'll bet there's a whole bunch of us out there that have those multi-cell D. And like I said, mine actually was left over from my days as a police car chief engineer at Ford Motor Company, where I was doing some testing, and we needed to have the trunk all loaded up with proper police equipment in it. And so we got the 5-cell, which is specifically the police version of it, because you could buy commercially a 4-cell and a 6-cell, but the 5-cell was baton length, okay?
Yeah.
Yep, very good, very good. So I want to say, you know what? We need to do... we need to do some revolver rounds, and I've got a bunch of different ones. And I, like I said, I'm wearing my 44 Special today. We need to do some of those too. So I'm looking forward to sometime in the next few weeks or so, and let's see if we can get together with Theron where he can come out and do the PS90 with us. Don't you think?
Yeah. Well, right now, what I have the 4 multi-caliber bullets that I got to test.
Right.
And I've got them mounted on a board, and I even did an additional initiator test.
I know, because you were disappointed that some of them didn't work as well as you'd hoped, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, since you're at the station,
yeah,
if I could drop those off to you along with the data sheet.
Oh, that'd be okay. After. And I could get started on that. And then, you know, I think since we're doing a multi-caliber one, we can throw in the 5.7 by 2.8, and we can toss in some pistols, some revolvers and stuff like that. That, you know, I would be anxious. I wonder how much your J-frame is, a 1 7/8 barrel or a 2-inch barrel?
I think it's 2 1/8 inch.
Two and an eighth. Okay, and my SP-101 is a 2 1/4 inch, but I think my Charter Arms is 2 inch. I wonder how much difference. It'd be interesting to see if we have one that is borderline on performance, to see if shooting it in a 6-inch barreled or a 5-inch barreled would be, or 4-inch barrel, because I have a number of revolvers actually, but I have a 4-inch barreled 357 Magnum 586. So you know what, we can talk about that a little bit. Are you going to be here at the end of the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I can stop by.
Okay, good. I got
things to do out that area anyways.
Okay, stop by the station and we'll talk for a bit and we'll plan out what else we need to do. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And I got some interesting things to show you, on this.
Okay, this is secret, super secret stuff. But actually, everybody can see these things eventually, because when I take pictures of them, I post them on my website, which is TriggerTalkRadio.com. And if you go to the right-hand side, you'll see ballistic testing, and it pulls up all the reports that Tom has done and that I've taken the pictures of and that we've done together. It's all there for everybody to take a look at. Right?
Oh, yeah. That's the whole point of me doing this, is so other people can see it and,
yep,
then know what to use and not use, or what, yeah, they can do.
Absolutely.
With a bullet, what they can't do with a bullet. Yeah,
absolutely. Very good, Tom. I'll see you in a little while then. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yep.
Okay. Very good. That was unexpected that I'm going to have a visitor. Let's see. Now, here's something I started to talk about. There are... Vista Outdoors is a company that is one of these conglomerates that has bought up different brands of American ammunition manufacturers and stuff like that. And so they have actually started something that is, a lot of people do this, I guess, with other things. I know my kids have done it with, like, through Amazon, where you order diapers and they come as a subscription. You know, like every week they get a big box of diapers or something. Well, what a brilliant idea. Vista Outdoors has come up with an ammo subscription, and they're getting ready to announce this and put it out. And what they're going to do is, like, so for example, you may say, well, I shoot 100 rounds a week at the range of 9mm, so I think I want to get 400 rounds a month delivered just automatically. Whoa, what a great idea. No going to the store, no nothing. It just shows up, and the UPS man brings it, and you are UPS woman, whoever, or the UPS transgender, I don't know, and I don't care, okay? But when that person shows up, they will bring your ammunition, and you can do it for 22 or 38 or 45 or whatever. So I want to say, what a neat idea. And they said it's not going to be, then you're not like, oh man, I ran out to Cabela's and they didn't have any ammo or whatever. You can get it delivered automatically to your home. And, you know, we always used to, like, I used to stop by Walmart. And if I go by Walmart and I'd look to see, and if they had a bulk pack of 22, boom, I'd buy it, you know, just to have it, because you never know, right? And so... I don't do that with my other calibers because I hand load for most of them. But the thing is that for certain things, you always would just stop by and pick it up. Well, you know, Walmart, they went politically correct and don't carry ammo anymore. I think they have some shotgun shells, and that's about it. Maybe some rifle shells, but I don't even see that too much. So at any rate, I want to say this looks like a good idea. When I find out more about it, they said it's going to be about the same price or maybe a buck or two more, but it's still worth it to have it delivered so you're not having to go out to the store. So what a good deal. Anyway, and I was going to mention, I was listening during the break when they were playing. I just ordered two more of the Little Sweetie hummingbird feeders. I bought one last year, and it outshone all my, I have hummingbird feeders, okay? And all of a sudden, the hummingbirds only liked that one compared to the others. So I thought, oh, okay. So I just ordered two more of them yesterday. And I believe it's a Michigan company. I think they're right here in Ann Arbor. And so I am anxious to get them and put them out. So I just want to say, I always try to use the advertisers that we use here at Wham. I want to say my son needs his pond dredged out. I want to have him talk to the Third Coast Services guys too. So at any rate, I think that because we tend to do quality advertisers here, so I'm pretty pleased with that. And I do want to personally endorse those hummingbird feeders. They really work and they are great. Now, here's something I don't want to endorse. I'm not saying don't do it if you already have, okay? But I was thinking about this. There's a gun, it just dated yesterday, a gun review online that I was looking at, and it's called a Tara, T-A-R-A Aerospace TM-9X, okay? And it's made in Montenegro, okay? Which I want to say, the thing is that these guns that are, I mean, it looks nice in the pictures, and they said, oh, it's really cool, and it fired perfectly, and blah, blah, blah. But it's $559 or $599 for a list price. But I want to say it's a Tara Aerospace TM-9X, okay? What happens when you need a firing pin for that, or a striker for that, or a spring for that, or a magazine for that? So many of these guns, it does worry me when people are buying these newer and off-brand ones because I see those being a problem. I can still, look at your 1911. You can still get parts for a Colt 1911, okay, that was made in 1918. But you can't necessarily find parts locally or even online for a Tara Aerospace. So that's just a thing I want to say. Let's see, we have got Bill from Howell. And Tom from Detroit. Oh, gosh, let's take Tom. He's on line one. So we'll take Tom, and then we'll get to Bill. Go, Tom.
Hi, Dick. Yeah, you're talking about what's on your hip. And, yeah, I was out doing some work in the yard and in the house outside. And I had the LCP 380, the Ruger.
Ah.
And that's for, you know, I mean, for size and just comfortable to carry. I don't think it can be beat. I don't know of anything that's more compact and fits in a pocket easier. I keep it in my pocket. It's got a 6+1. I have a 7+1, but it kind of tends to get hung up in my pocket. It's a lot easier to shoot with the extended mag, though.
Yeah.
But
yep. I carry an LCP all the time. I mean, or a lot of the time when I'm not carrying something. Sometimes I'll even have it on as a backup, you know. But the thing is that it's an outstanding gun. The size is wonderful. Both the LCP and the LCP2.
Didn't they buy that on the LCP? Didn't they buy the patent on that from a car? Didn't they come up with that originally?
I think that they, well, you know what it looks like? It almost looks identical to a Kel-Tec P3AT. And
yeah, that you're right. I stand corrected. It was Kel-Tec.
Yep.
That's right.
I don't know that they bought a patent, but they sure copied it.
Yeah. I think they had to buy it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, the other thing was on the snub nose.
Yep.
You know what, I like the ones with the hammer, but they have the shroud on the hammer, so it, you know, it doesn't get caught up in your clothes. Actually, that's that five shot 38 special plus P is, I think that's just a great revolver. It's you know, easier to shoot than the, it's harder to conceal, but for simplicity, But the only problem with a revolver is there's a on the news, there's a guy, a group in Detroit here, they're called Black Bottom.
Okay.
And then we're talking about gun safety. And, you know, like kids get guns. And the one guy made a good, he says, look, when you put your gun, just take the magazine out, you know. And on an LCP with the one with the safety, it has a magazine safety on there, so you can actually drop the mag and leave one in the chamber, and it can't be fired.
Yep.
You know, without the magazine.
But I know there are some.
I thought that was excellent advice for some. Maybe they don't have, you know, a push button safe or something like that.
Yep. Well, great. Well, thanks for the call today, Tom, and I agree with you on that LCP. Good choice when you're out in shorts and a T-shirt. It just fits in the pocket so well. So thanks for calling today, Tom.
Welcome. Bye.
Okay, bye. We got Bill from Howell on concealed carry. Hi, Bill. How are you?
Hi, Dick. I was wondering, I'm getting almost daily emails from the U.S. Concealed Carry Association. I was wondering what you thought about those folks.
You know, that's not one that I have spent much time in being involved with. I want to say they're not ones that are trying to push a concealed carry license on over the mail, are they?
No, it's kind of offering a subscription, like a monthly charge for coverage if you get in a jam.
Oh, okay. I'll tell you what, that would be a good subject to talk about. I'll look that up this week. There are some different companies that offer coverage in terms of a good shoot in particular. Now, if you got a bad shoot, you're on your own, okay?
Right.
But if you, that helps with legal fees, helps with legal representation from people that know what they're actually talking about. I mean, you may get into, if you got into a situation and you went to your brother who was actually a real estate attorney for advice, that wouldn't be a good idea, right? You want to go to somebody who normally deals with legal things related to firearms. And and so those can be a good thing. They actually, one of the ones, the NRA one, got shut down because they in New York. I don't know if they're back up yet, but I'll have to look again because there are two or three, and I don't know about the USA Carries plan. That's it's usacarry.org or something like that.
It's US Concealed Carry Association.
Okay, I'll have to look and see. There are ones, I want to say there are other organizations out there that are not related to insurance kind of policies or whatever that are just good informational companies and stuff. I'll look into that one and we'll talk about that in the future then. I want to say, what's the one that I use? CCW Safe is the one that I use. I have to look at the card. It's behind my CPL here. CCW Safe. But the thing is that there are different ones out there. And there was one, like I said, that the NRA pushed, and people got all involved with it, and then they got shut down by New York. And a lot of times people, there's actually laws and legislation being pushed out there where they would make people get insurance policies, but not have it helpful in a in the event of a shoot. And I'm saying that's just vindictive. You know what? What's the point? So, and that's the other thing when these various mayors and stuff like that talk about, we're going to make people have an insurance policy because they have to have it for a car. Well, the thing is that, and they claim that it's going to stop gun violence. Well, having car insurance doesn't stop you from having an accident. It just pays for it after the fact, right?
Hey,
Bill, thank you for the good topic. I'll look that up in the future, and we'll talk about it on a future show, okay?
Okay, and I've got a .45 shield that I carry on my hip.
Oh, excellent.
Which I love the slug, but I've got some arthritis in my hands, and I'm thinking about going to an EZ.
Well, cool. I'm glad that we've got so many people that are calling in and telling what they're wearing on their hip today. Thank you, Bill. I'll talk to you in the future. Bye-bye. Okay, so let's see. Oh, here we have the Flint mayor. Speaking of this, the Flint mayor declares a state of emergency due to gun violence, okay? and that happened this past week. And the thing is that I want to say the declaration of it, calling it an emergency, okay, actually the main reason they're doing that is so that they can divert COVID funds and rebuilding funds to address gun violence, okay? And the thing that made me laugh as I'm going through it is that what they're going to do is they're going to set up a team, an emergency response team to handle the gun violence, okay? And so what happens is the team will be comprised of special law enforcement training officers, detectives, a medical professional, a child advocate professional, resource coordinator, a social worker, and a community activist liaison. Clergy will also be on the team, he noted. Okay, I got to say, so they say when an officer gets a call to a violent gun crime, that officer then makes an assessment and then will decide to call dispatch to bring in the backup team. Yep, get that social worker there. Get that child advocate. Get that community activist liaison there. Okay? You know what? The law enforcement people need to make a decision in a split second what to do. They don't have time to wait for a social worker to come, okay? The other thing is that a lot of these situations are not, that assumes that it's a police officer and a gun involved law enforcement action. In reality, these violent crimes out here, that, matter of fact, he does make one point, is he gets in and he said, we need to stop this cycle of retaliation, or this gun violence must stop. The circle of retaliation for violence must stop. Well, actually, and by the way, their numbers are their numbers, he was concerned. They've got like 39 fatalities this year or something. I said, that sounds like a weekend in Chicago, okay? So Flint's actually doing pretty good, and that's up 30% from last year. So they had 39 homicides this year, and that's up from 26 or something last year. And that's not even a Saturday and a Sunday in Chicago. So I don't know how Flint rates calling it an emergency, but at any rate, and by the way, calling the social worker is not going to, I want to be that social worker. We got a violent, somebody's held up we got shots fired out in blah, blah, blah street. Call the social worker. And they're like, what, me? What do you want me to do? Okay. I don't know. It is just amazing. Oh, I got a meme here to talk about. This made me laugh. This is from listener Carl, okay? And it says, my wife said I could buy 5 boxes of ammo. Should be here tomorrow. And it's a train of UPS trucks, you know, all like 5, a cab with 5 trailers behind it. He said, my wife said I could buy 5 boxes of ammo, should be here tomorrow. And they send a note, he goes, I don't see they talked about price on it. Well, I got to tell you this, Carl, don't try that because I know your wife and she'd be on to you, okay? Yeah, you're not going to get away with that. So, anyway, gosh, I've done it again. I'm almost out of time and I don't have any time for snub noses. Well, I'm going to do a little teaser here. And what we're really talking about is when the Colt Detective Special came out, it was actually, it was chambered in a couple different rounds. But the one that everybody liked, of course, was the 38 Special. And I want to say before that, they had been using the Colt 32 New Police, which is very interesting in itself when you talk about a round called a 32 Colt New Police or 32 Colt Long. And that had to do with them not wanting to put the name 32 Smith & Wesson on their guns, because then that's like a competitor's name. You can't have that on there. So I want to say a lot of history, and I do have a couple of police positives, including one in an oddball round called a 32-20. So, and that's one I don't reload for. I ought to try to do that. So at any rate, been fun being back in studio. Good to see you again, Derek. I'm waving at him through the glass over there. And we will be back next week. This is Dick Kupke at Trigger Talk Radio here at WHAM Talk 1600 and 92.7 FM again. And I'll see you next week.